Peter Welch, let's talk politics. You got Bernie. Bernie's your friend, lifelong friend, right? I mean, at least contemporarily, and running for the presidency. There was a rumor that circulated that he was going to run. He was unhappy about how the party was treating him. He was going to run as a third-party candidate. He had specifically told me in one of our conversations like these that he would never do that, or he would not do that. What do you hear?
Bernie won't do that. He's made it very clear.
Right.
You know, he just was appalled at what Ralph Nader did
sure.
in 2000.
Me too.
I mean, that tipped the election to George Bush, and look what happened as a result of that. We invaded Iraq. So Bernie would never do that. He's made that clear, and you know he's doing extremely well, obviously, raising money from the grassroots and doing well in the polls in Iowa and in New Hampshire. So I take Bernie at his word. He's running as a Democrat, and he'll sink or swim, depending on the outcome.
So let me ask you this. Could he win?
Bernie could win. He could win the general election. I think our three Democrats, the likely Democrats, Hillary, Bernie, and if Biden gets in, I think all three of them could win. I think Martin O'Malley could win against any of the Republican contenders. The challenge, obviously, is the primary. And Bernie has exceeded all expectations, and he's in the foothills of climbing Mount Everest on this political campaign. The challenges that await him are, can he get good support in the African-American and Hispanic communities? How will he do down south? The issue, obviously, for Secretary Clinton, her strengths are her resume and her experience, national security experience. Her challenge is, can she just shed this email controversy that's been bedeviling your campaign for so long?
I see that Barack Obama, the president, has indicated that he's not going to shut up during this election season. I love that, because usually, you know, the retiring presidents don't say much. But he is defending his record, and I think it's an impressive record, which is contrary to the way ex-presidents or outgoing presidents behave. What do you make of that?
I'm glad he's doing it. He's got to swing away, and he's been, I think, doing extremely well. He'll have, I think, one of the most effective last 2 years of a quote, lame duck presidency of any president who served two terms. He's been doing extremely well, and I think he's really confident speaking out to defend his record and point out some of the pie-in-the-sky things that the Donald Trumps of the world are saying.
You know, guns are a big issue. Bernie was recently sort of semi-chastised by some liberal types for not being aggressive enough about guns. Your thoughts about, you know, where this is going, especially since the president has now indicated he may use his administrative powers in order to rein in guns?
The problem with these mass shootings is just so heartbreaking and so overwhelming. I think there have been at least 9 during the Obama presidency, the most recent one being in Oregon. And, I mean, this is just unreal that these very mentally disturbed people have access to guns, guns, and guns. And, you know, we have a tradition in Vermont where we're proud of how people responsibly use guns. And it's a rural state, so we've been spared so far some of these tragedies that have just so horrified America. And I think where we're heading is that the president and really most of the Democrats, myself included, are very much in favor of tightening up the background check. You just can't be having people who are seriously mentally ill having easy access to weapons that they then use to go into a Bible study group or to go into a community college and slaughter innocent people. But it's still in this Congress unlikely that the Speaker Boehner or his successor is going to bring that up for action. But, you know, the time to take some steps towards responsible and common sense gun restraint is here.
It certainly is. I think you're right about that. Let's talk about the Pope's recent visit. Do you think there's any lasting legacy?
Oh, that was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. You know, I have my sister Maureen is a Catholic nun and has been for nearly 50 years. And she was my guest. when the Pope came. And I'm just telling you that because it was so nice for me to be able to share that with her. And I tell you, it was a different mood around Congress. You know, that man has got such goodness in him, a person of such strong convictions, but who's not judgmental towards those who disagree with him. I saw it really affect people across both sides of the aisle in the political spectrum. I don't know that it's durable, but it's important. And I so appreciate his voice in the world as a touchstone for focusing on issues that matter, like protecting the planet, like poverty, like tolerance. I hope his presence, his ongoing presence, I think is very, very much a positive for all of us.
And while we're talking about touchy issues, let's talk a little bit about Planned Parenthood. As you know, the Republicans have made this a real issue and have tried to make abortion the issue and tried to defund Planned Parenthood. What do you make of it?
Well, first, let me defend Planned Parenthood. I mean, they provide basic health care services to women all around this country. 16,000 women in Vermont get their primary health care from Planned Parenthood. And that's many women who would not have access to a doctor otherwise. And the idea that you would try to take down an organization that is providing primary health care services to poor and low-income women and is doing a good job doing it, over a doctored video, and then have a hearing in Congress where instead of calling the video maker or showing what the video is and making certain that it's not doctored and cooked and baked, you bring in the head of Planned Parenthood and just vilify her. And what happened in that hearing was not just that the members of the committee, the Republican side, under Mr. Chaffetz, went after Cecile Richards, but they basically opened up the committee to any other Republican that wanted to come in and pound on her. So I thought that was really, really a terrible thing to do.
Well, I agree, but I also thought she deserved a lot of credit and was quite gutsy, and I think they looked like...
She was great. I agree with you on that. But we shouldn't be politicizing these hearings in the Oversight Committee, you know, where you've got this doctored video. If there's going to be an investigation, start by getting the facts, not by assailing a person who had, you know, was not involved directly in it. And it reminds me a little bit about the attack, the Benghazi hearing. I mean,
sure.
Kevin McCarthy made the extreme political error of speaking truthfully on Fox News about what that whole hearing was about. And he said it was taking down Hillary Clinton's numbers. I mean, that's not a proper use of taxpayer money. It's not a proper use of the responsibility of an investigatory body like the Oversight and Government Reform Committee in which I serve.
Well, it's always great to talk to our friend, Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, at large, in office since 2007. And, Peter, I always appreciate your taking this time to talk to all of our listeners and telling them what you think. It's always impressive. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, too. Thank you.